When I think of Austria, I remember what a child remembers, details as vivid as the bright shards of a dream. The coffee-warmed air of the kitchen, the rough fabric of my father's suits against my cheek, the chalk dust of my classroom tickling my nose, the ice-crusted snow in the Jesuitenwiese meadow that cut my eyebrow open when I fell off the toboggan halfway down the slope. My Annalisa. My parents' voices in the kitchen as I hovered still and silent by the door, secretly listening. It was important then, to listen. I remember the tang of my mother's apricot jam spread over a thick layer of butter on crusty bread. The fungal stink of my older brother's dirty sports clothing on the bathroom floor. The earthy scent of the square olive oil soap that was always slipping into the sink. I remember a plum tree in our small communal courtyard that dropped its sour sweet fruit onto our terrace. They were a dark, dusty purple, more oval than the green ones we would eat in Bolivia. In Vienna, Annalisa's mother collected the dropped fruits and used them to make tortas. I remember my mother's voice in our parlor, starting off low and gathering the energy to soar. I remember the scent of rosin on horsehair, the vibrations of my father's viola, how I could feel the notes on my skin even after he stopped playing and I was in bed, listening only to the silence. I remember the inky smell of my schoolbooks as I cracked their spines, the sound of Frau Fessler's ruler smashing into my desk when she caught me with a book on my lap during math class, the way the fruit gummies from Vices got stuck in my back teeth, so I had to pick them out with my fingernails. I remember the damp heat of Annalisa's hand as she folded it with mine for the last time. I remember our neighbor's long coats decorated with flocks of badges saying only, "Ja." The swastikas on every armband and flag, pinned to every lapel, painted on our sidewalks. They even fell from the sky, flurries of paper spiders dropping onto our heads. I remember the newspapers my parents hid from me under sofa cushions. I remember lying awake, twisting the satiny border of my blanket in my fingers until my mother came and curled around me. I remember her breath on my neck, the ice of her fingers on my spine, stroking my skin until I drifted into dreams. The bland, quotidian details, the textures of ordinary days, seared themselves most permanently. Except for Annalisa. Annalisa, who was neither bland nor ordinary. Annalisa, who was more a part of me than not. Our mothers had birthed us in the same building a week apart, and from then on, there were no divisions between us. The four syllables of her name were my first song.